It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey there, what's going on, Brock and Hunter?
Hey, what's up, man?
Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Appreciate you hanging out
on a rainy Wednesday. It's a good day to be inside doing a podcast.
Let's complain just like the Generation Z. Generation Zers do. That's actually what I wanted to talk about today. And I briefly brought this up to you. So there was a recent survey done and found that Generation Z has some high expectations in the workplace. Now, if you don't know what Generation Z is, that is the age group that they technically entered the workforce in 2017. According to Forbes, the generation after millennials, Generation Z, which is defined as people born from the mid-90s to the early 2000s, makes up 25% of the U.S. population. So that is that next group coming up, graduating high school, finishing up college.
And it's the future of America.
Yeah, the future of America. So in this survey, they said that 75% of Gen Zers who just began entering the workforce in 2017 expect a promotion in 1 year. 32% of them believe they should be promoted after 6 months. The one part of the study that really bothers me is 71% expect frequent communication with their boss and 41% want public praise and recognition from their manager. Okay. 41% think they should get public praise.
Okay.
So that constant
pat on the back.
So
are they earning that praise? Because you got to earn praise to get praised, right?
Now, just like everything, just like our generation, because as much as we joke about millennials, really, we're millennials. We were born in that time frame. Millennial is like from 1980 to like mid-90s, and then Generation Z kind of crosses over at that point.
I'm just wondering what they're getting praised for, being Generation Z?
Good job. Because they always have. Just like our generation got a lot of crap with, I don't think you and I grew up in the day and age of participation trophies. The later ons, I think, did. The tail end of the millennials did. But Gen Z is that group that has been constantly just doted on. Everyone's, you can be whatever you want. You're great. Participation trophies and everything like that. Without sounding too old manny, I do think it is a problem with this. And also, it's been very easy for this next generation coming up. Because of technology, it's a lot easier to, like, kids these nowadays don't have to go to the library and use the Dewey Decimal System to find a book, source the book, do a report that way, yada, yada, yada. Communication is a complete different thing now than it was even for us. I still remember teachers telling us, you're not going to have a calculator in your pocket at all times. Well, we didn't expect smartphones there. We graduated in 04. The first smartphone was in 06. So with this, and I also bring this up because it makes me think of a former friend of mine who is a Generation Z guy who just shows every single quality of this. Just this, I need that praise. I need that constant validation. Super thin-skinned. Expects everything handed to him. I'm sorry. You expecting a promotion after 1 year? No. Expecting a promotion after 6 months?
Here's the thing. If you get a praise for not doing anything, it means nothing. And you won't feel anything. If you work for something and you work hard for it and then you get praise for it, it's worth it.
Well, and you shouldn't expect it.
No.
You should never expect anything at work.
Why are you expecting it? That's my question.
Yeah.
Why do you expect
Now, praise? I'm not going to say that I don't enjoy praise. It feels good to have a boss tell you, hey, you did a good job. But I'm not sitting there going, well, why didn't he say good job? I worked hard on this. Blah, blah. No, you did your job.
Right. Just what you were expected to
do. What you were expected to do, that doesn't mean you need to be given a pat on the back and a promotion just because you did your job. Now, are raises good? Yes. Are raises deserved? Yeah, when the work is done right. But expect it after, well, I've been here 1 year. I deserve a promotion. No, you don't.
All right, so where's that coming from? Is it coming from the parents?
Are
the parents giving them so much at an early age that they just grown up into it?
That's what it is. They're growing up in a world where they're constantly being told they're amazing.
So who's to blame in this?
I do think it is the parents. I think it's parents, but also, I guess, can you blame the kids for it? Can you blame if that's the world they grew up in? God, I remember watching this.
I think you can blame
this.
The kids just because the how easy it is to access information. It's not like they don't know. You know, it's not like they don't know that they were giving things at an early age. The idea of working towards something is still there, and that'll never go away. I'm just trying to, I mean, can you grow up in that environment and not know in your brain that, hey, I don't have to work for anything?
Well, and I don't want to
expect praise.
I don't want to sit here and say that it was hard for me and I had to earn everything. I do feel like I earned everything I did, mm-hmm. but also, you know, I had very supportive parents.
Yeah.
Parents that helped me, go to school. They helped me follow my dreams and everything like that. But I still did the work, and I never expected anything to be handed to me in that sense. And again, I'm not saying every Generation Z person is like this, but I do think it is a much larger percentage. I mean, well, like you said, 71% of this group expected frequent communication, 75% mm-hmm. expected a promotion. Mm-hmm. And I do think it comes from I deserve this. Well, yeah. No, you don't. Right. No one deserves anything. You got to earn it. And I don't know where that really is stemming from, why that's different.
I'm trying to put myself in the situation and really evaluate myself and how I grew up and the way I did it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I worked extremely hard for everything that I have as of today.
Well, I think there's a little bit of luck involved.
There's a little bit of luck. And I did do some work, and you know, I was fortunate. I was fortunate to have great parents who raised me well, who, we weren't poor.
No.
You know, but I think the difference is that I realize that. I know that.
Well, that's instilled in you.
And
though,
I
you
put
know?
That into everyday situations.
Your folks still instilled a work ethic in you.
Right.
That said, of course, and that's great that the parents are there mm-hmm. and are able to help out when they can. And some parents are better off than others. Some parents can offer more than others. But you still are, that support system is there and saying like, hey, my big thing was like, quitting something. Mm-hmm. My parents would never let me just say, I don't want to do this anymore. I quit. Mm-hmm. They said, no, come on, keep trying. Tell you what, if you do it for even college football, man, I was burnt out. I was tired. Mm-hmm. And my folks said, you know what, Brock? And this was me at 18 years old, 18 going on 19. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't do it. And I was unhappy because I wasn't quarterback anymore, mm-hmm. you know, and it was different. Mm-hmm. But they're like, you know what? Come on now, work hard. You got this. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Okay, I'm going to. And I did a year. Mm-hmm. I didn't quit halfway through the season. All right, I did the year. And then I said, okay, I finished my year. I finished what I started. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to, you know what? Now I'm ready to move on. And there's times where it's tough like that, mm-hmm. but I never expected to,
You know, fortunately, too, you were raised on a farm.
Oh, dude.
Farmers are just hard workers.
Well, I see.
Your parents were raised that way as being hardworking people.
I see. And not knocking all city. Again, this is, it's not everyone. I don't want to paint with too broad a stroke here, but, mm-hmm. you know, you do, I saw a lot of my friends, city kids, mm-hmm. that the work ethic was not there, you know, because I had to, but again, that's what I was raised to do. I'm not saying I'm better than other people because of it, but that's my work ethic, you know, that's what it is. But I can never think of a time where I thought anything I was deserved. I was supposed to be given anything just for showing up or just because I did it. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
And I go back to, I won't ever mention his name ever again, but it's just thin-skinned, whiny.
Here's another
complaining.
Question.
And I feel like that is the next generation. It's just, it's a lot of whining and complaining and gimme, gimme, gimme.
Do you think time and technology has something to do with that?
Absolutely, too. And that's the other part is, God, I wish I could think of what this clip I was watching, but just this group, it was a group of Gen Zers, and the one comment this pompous little kid made was about like, oh, well, you know, we're the ones taking over, and you either need to get used to it or get out of the way. And I'm like, pardon me, but go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like, boy. What, because you got to use an iPad at a young age, yeah. and technology is, no. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean, now, I don't expect, just because I've been in the industry mm-hmm. for, you know, I've been doing radio for 12 years, that doesn't mean I still don't have to earn things. Right. I had to earn my morning show. Mm-hmm. I had to earn my second job. I started off interning, okay? Mm-hmm. I put in the hours. That I worked hard. That turned into a extended internship, which turned into a job, which turned into a better job, mm-hmm. which turned into the job. When I started radio, my goal was to have my own morning show. Mm-hmm. 7 years later, Happened. 7-8 years later, I got offered an opportunity to do my morning show. Now, I still have to earn this right. I still have to earn this job because I could be like, nope, I made it. Give me my paycheck. I'm going to come in. No, I work hard on my morning show. I take pride in it. And there was never once an expected thing.
You get praised, too.
And I do. And
the amount of work you put into this show, and I will say, and I can sit here and vouch for you, that yes, you, dude, you do a lot of work behind the scenes. To all you listeners out here, seriously, the guy does a lot of work.
Yeah, he's buttered me up.
And you know, buttered you up to bring it down.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, going out, say like Applebee's, we're out at Coach's, we're out on location all of the time, and the amount of people that come up, like, dude, I love your show.
Yeah.
I love, and that's the praise that you get for the amount of work that you put in behind the scenes. And you know why people say that about you? Mm-hmm. I've seen previous morning shows that don't put in the work.
Yeah.
And they don't get that praise.
Well, and still expecting it. Like, and again, you brought up a good point there. And whether it's from a boss
Real quick. Yeah. You don't expect it.
That's what I was going to say.
You are very self-critical. Probably one of the most self-critical people that I know in radio. You can do something great on the radio, and we'll get off, and you'll look at me and be like, dude, Was that good? Should we have done it this way? Should we have done it that way? No, dude, it was fantastic.
And I appreciate that.
But you're very self-critical.
And I think you have to be.
You have to be.
I don't think this younger generation, the Generation Z, is self-critical enough.
They're not.
Because they have not been criticized. And now I'm not saying you need, oh, you're terrible. But constructive criticism is a good thing, which I don't think. Mm-hmm. And that comes at, we joke about the everyone gets a trophy generation and everyone's a winner. But I think there is something to that. If you're not getting criticized enough, if you're not getting
constructive criticism,
there's nothing wrong with being saying, you know what? No, you need to work on this. No, you need to build this. Try this. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you take it and go, okay, let me work on that. Mm-hmm. Let me do that. And there are times where you're like, oh, dude, I've talked to you before. There's times where I'm like, man, I don't feel like I did anything right this week. Mm-hmm. But would you have to use that as fuel? Not a, I'm going to go complain until I get my way.
Right.
No.
Ruin my day over it.
I think with everything you do in life, it's not just at work. I think in life you have to have that mentality.
He is very, very successful, and almost a perfect example for this is extremely successful now. Always got constructive criticism from his dad, and his dad never talked to him about what they were doing. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Mm-hmm. Dale Earnhardt never... Him and his dad never talked about racing, ever.
Yeah.
His dad actually busted on him his whole life.
Yeah.
Never gave him a good job or a, yeah, there we go, son, a first place trophy, until the very end.
Yeah.
Like right before Dale, the senior, died.
Yeah.
He finally gave praises to Junior.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, throughout all the years of not getting any praise, that very last, you know, there you go, man.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
He said it just... I mean, it was awesome.
Yep.
You know, the feeling you had from that. So
there is some there too where it's like, oh, my dad never told me he loved me or that. You know, there's nothing wrong too with giving praise either. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it's just thrown around without actually being earned, that's where I think that mentality comes where, What do you mean I don't get this? What do you mean I don't deserve that? It's I showed up. Mm-hmm. I tried. Well, trying is one thing, but everyone can just try.
If you expect something to happen, it's not going to happen. You know, especially, you know, work for it.
Well,
don't expect it.
Like you. It'd be like you just going, well, look, I got the DJ equipment. I'm just going to go and set it up and hit play. Yeah. No.
Right.
That's not how it works. Yeah, you coming into work here, practicing your voices. I mean, it's the same thing. It's I'm just going to give up. It's too hard. Or, you know, you only do what's easy for you.
Easy to go through the motions.
And now I will, and you brought up, I kind of bring it back to that technology, time and technology thing. It is so much easier now.
Mm-hmm.
And that even just comes with communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to talk to someone. You can text someone. And I think that changes the dynamic. People don't need to, it's so much easier now to just know stuff, to do stuff. And I think that makes you less hardworking in the end when it comes easy. You know what I mean?
I wonder how many Generation Z folks are doing hard physical labor.
Well, very few. That's why a lot of trade jobs are dying.
Yeah.
That's why Dude, you know,
do you see any Generation Z kids out on the road doing construction?
And not saying there aren't any,
but there are.
But everyone wants that. Everyone wants that cushy computer job. You know, inside an office, in a progressive office where you sit on exercise balls, and there's a ping pong table in the office. Like, everyone wants that, and they want the $100,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Because everyone's too good for welding. Everyone's too good for farmhand stuff. Dude, I tell you what. I could easily right now go get a job as a farmhand and make a comfortable living.
Yeah.
Granted, it's hard work. Mm-hmm. You know, there's trades out there that are hard work. You know, but if you're willing to put in the work, you can do very well for yourself.
Absolutely.
You think a plumber doesn't do well for himself? But do kids want to do that? That Generation Z? No.
Yeah, work for it.
Work for it.
Yeah, don't expect it. We actually talked to a guy the other day about he was hiring, and he had this guy who applied for it who was perfect for the job.
Yeah.
But he hadn't done the job in like 15 years.
Yeah.
So the guy was, he wanted the main position.
Yeah.
The head position.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I haven't worked for 15 years, man. Yeah. I can't give that to you right off the bat. There's other people in line that deserve that more than you.
That have put in
the
work.
Don't expect that you get the main position because, you know, you did it for so 30 years. You took a 15-year break. You got to work for it, man. You got to work for it.
I will say, too, you know, and unfortunately, I think it all starts to stem with the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. The baby boomers came in past the greatest generation. They were the kids of the greatest generation. You know, the people, the men and women that fought in World War II and all that, our grandparents. And a little bit before that. And, you know, I'm, again, talking about our parents. And maybe we just lucked out with great parents. Your parents are amazing people. I'm sure, you know, instilled that work ethic in you. And maybe we just lucked out in that way. But the baby boomers also did have, I think, a little bit easier go of it. You know, they were in a time of growth and a very fruitful country.
It was.
You know?
Yeah,
and
that's a good word for it.
And it was, I think, a little bit easier for them, which then also, you know, they had rough parents to grow up with. You know, that greatest generation was also hard-nosed, hard workers, blue-collar families.
Industrial revolution.
You know, and all of that. And I think then the baby boomers got it a little bit easier, and then also were like, no, I want to make my kids have a nice going. And again, I'm very grateful. I don't want to come off as an ungrateful kid for the opportunities I've had, but you also can't let that go too far to where it's like, well, no, I just deserve it. No, you don't deserve shit.
Mm.
No one deserves anything, all right? Life is not fair, and I'm not saying that life is cruel and unusual, but you don't just deserve stuff.
You don't. And you know what? People aren't dumb. People know the amount of work you put into it.
Yeah.
Everybody, you can feel it.
Yep.
You can see it. You can feel it. You know, it's just a crazy thing, man. Yeah. Generation Z is just...
Well, you talk about working on you and your dad building that Jeep.
Yeah.
And it's great to see, even at your age, you're still... working with your dad, like, you know, you instead of rushing through stuff or doing things half-assed, you took your time, and now you can take pride in that thing that you put blood, sweat, and tears into.
Perfect example of that is when we first started, I was working on a bracket for the frame, and I was grinding on the grinder for 45 minutes maybe, and finally I get this piece rounded perfectly where I think dad's going to be happy about it, you know, dad. Here we go. Can we weld this onto the chassis?
Yeah.
Looks at it, flips it over again. No. No, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
He's like, you need this corner a little bit more rounded. See how it's, you know, shave this off a little bit. Go back to the grinder.
Yep.
Dude, probably two or three more times.
Yep.
And I'm spent like 4 hours on this tiny little bracket that nobody's going to see.
Yep.
It's buried underneath the Jeep. Nobody's ever going to see it.
Yep.
But... you know what he taught me?
Yeah.
Don't take shortcuts. Well, do it right the first time.
But even you, though, it goes back to, like I said, your work ethic that you have is that you could have been like, I'm done.
I'm done.
You do it, Dad. I'm you know what? I tried. Right. But no, it's a generation, in this younger generation, this kind of, that's a good example, is a Generation Z or this group now that's being talked about, they would have been fine with just slapping it on. It's good enough.
Yeah, good enough.
It's good enough. Or, hey, I put the work in. Why is it not? No, come on now.
You know? And then you take that Jeep to a car show and people notice that. Yeah. And they're like, nah.
Or just, it breaks because you didn't do it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's a good analogy of what this is. Is yeah, it was good, but it's not good enough. Not where it should be. You know what I mean? And
our parents just work so hard, man. Yeah. You know, our age, we like I said, we graduated 04. I'm 33. You're 32. Our parents, man. I look at my dad and the amount of work that he's put in his life.
Mm-hmm. And still does.
Yeah. And I'm trying to like... you know, you try to chase that. You try to make dad proud. You try to, you know, live the name up.
Mm-hmm.
But damn.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't do it, Dad.
I'm exhausted,
and he's not. And he's up there in age. You know, it's just, I think our parents were just growing up in that time, whereas, you know what, you work hard for what you get.
Yeah.
Because nothing is given to you.
Well, and that also goes into this whole thing is where it's like, I'm not knocking technology. I'm not knocking the fact that Gen Z is growing up with it.
It does make it easier.
I tell you what, I think it's great that kids have the world's knowledge at their fingertips, learning things that you and I probably never would have covered in school. I know we didn't. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
It's
but
good. It's evolving.
That should not, and it evolved with our parents. It evolved with our parents and us. Mm-hmm. It will evolve with our us and our kids, you know, if we ever have them. We're done pulling out.
right.
And that's a good thing. It's good to grow and change and learn and all that. But there's still a work ethic that I think still needs to be instilled. And there still is that mindset that I hope never really takes off, is that I deserve it. You don't deserve anything. Mm-hmm. If you work hard, what should be instilled in me is that I've earned it.
You know,
I've worked hard and I earned that.
And
you know what's
scary about expecting things is when you start expecting things, you start expecting more things and more things.
Yep.
And it gets worse and worse. And then you eventually just don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
You don't want to work for anything. You don't want to put forth any effort.
Yep.
And you just sink into that hole, man. And it gets worse and worse. And people, dude, I'm telling you, it'll kill you.
Oh, yeah.
It'll kill you.
Yep.
It'll get you so unmotivated to get out of bed and do stuff with your life that it'll eventually kill you.
Yep.
So work hard, man. Get out there and do it.
And I think chasing, too, like a lot of it we see now is, you know, I always joke about that one. Well, I've seen multiple ones where in Facebook, like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a YouTube star. That's not a fucking thing. Stop it. You know what I mean?
Your face when you said that's hilarious. Yes.
But, you know, and again,
stop.
I'm not saying you can't, but, like, have some... I don't know.
That should be second.
Maybe second. You know, I'm not saying you can't have dreams of... But people want to do it because it's easy. Oh, I can go on there and be like PewDiePie. And it's like, that's not a thing.
No.
That's not, you know. Like,
PewDiePie was at the right place, right time, and got very lucky.
People want the easy. They want easy money. Mm. They want easy money and easy fame or easy this, easy that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's not. Now, I'm not saying you can't be someone who's famous on YouTube, but I guess... I don't know. Maybe that's a jaded view of mine. I'm tired of everyone wanting the easy route.
Yeah.
You know what?
How do you feel about hot women marrying rich dudes?
That's awesome for me, because when Kiki divorces me, I hope I can find some hot younger broad.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. You know what? You got the TNA. Use it for your baby. It's the easy route. You know, Not trying to, but you've done it. You've worked weekends. Mm-hmm. You've worked. Dude, when I was first starting off in radio, I did overnights. I did holidays. Mm-hmm. You know what I do is, and I loved it. And I was like, this is what I got to do. And now it just seems like people don't want to put in the effort. They want the easy score, you know?
Do you have anything that you put in a lot of effort for and you look back and you're like, damn it, dude. You know, I should have capitalized or did work out.
I tell you what, I'm so blessed with how my career has worked out. But again, I put a lot of work into this. I put a lot of time and hours and practice and you know, like I said, at times where even with Kiki and I, she's like, oh, you got to do that. I mean, but she understands, luckily, and I'm very blessed to have a wife that understands. But, you know, there have been times where I'm like, sorry, I can't do it. I got this and that. Mm-hmm. I will say the one thing where I wish I would have tried harder and going to that was college.
Yeah.
I got very frustrated with college. And now, granted, it worked out because I found the field I wanted to do, but there's a part of it I wish I would have stayed the two more years and got my degree, because that's going to be a hard thing for me now if I ever want to do that, you know? So there's a part of me that I wish I would have been not as short-sighted on that, but I still did. Once I found what I wanted to do, I really focused on that and I found a different route, but otherwise...
That's kind of situational too. I mean, something fell in your lap that you probably couldn't pass.
You know, as soon as I found it, I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. But then I kind of was like, school's stupid. I don't need this. And that was just kind of me wanting to be like, no, just let me go. Let me just go do this. This is what I want to do. You know what I mean? I could say that, but you know, really everything else I think I've worked hard and I've achieved what I want to achieve in certain areas, and I'm still working and growing on things. That's kind of where I'm at.
Quick question. I don't even know if this is relatable to the topic, but do you think it's better to go to college later on in life?
I think it's all situational.
Situational?
I think it's all situational.
I think if I did the 2 years, and if I went now, I think I could, it would be easy, and I could finish in 4 years like that with no problem.
It probably because you're more mature.
More mature, and I understand, you know, and I'm not chasing tail.
I would love 24/7. To see you. I would love to see you in college. Yeah. You and I should go back to college together.
Back to school.
Just pull up in our Trans Am with our REO Speedwagon t-shirts on.
Be that guy.
Next year.
When you went to college, did you have like the 40-year-olds in your class?
We had a couple in night classes and everything. Yeah. And you know, now I think looking back.
And every single one of them wanted to be there. They were motivated.
Motivated, yeah. And that was after probably working a job, taking care of the kids, you know. And
experiencing real life.
And that's a good example you brought that up, because there I was, just some punk kid who didn't know the opportunities that were there.
Yeah, right.
You know, and you do. And I guess a lot of people take stuff for granted. And you know, that comes with maturity. And age, but yeah, I think we just kind of, you know, wrapped this up with just there is no easy way. Mm-mm. If it's not called work because it's happy fun time. It's work.
There's no easy route. Yeah. There's a smart route.
There is. Well, and you can absolutely. There's definitely a smart route for sure. Mm-hmm. But that also takes, you know, that takes time and learning stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, the smart route was you taking your time grinding that thing out. Mm-hmm. The smart route was you learning how to be the best DJ you can be.
Yeah.
You're not just kind of like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Just
no.
Do it. Yeah.
No. But that the smart route is still the hard work route. I really do think so.
It is. I think so. Smart route is to talk to people who have been through it.
Yeah.
And learn from their experiences.
And working hard at it, you know? What was it? It takes 10,000 hours to master something.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it takes a lot of work. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why Tiger Woods doesn't just go to the golf course and go play in the Masters. No, he probably put his time in. He's working out. You know, the greats, that's what they do. Tom Brady watching film for hours while other people are out on yachts drinking beer, you know, and everything. You know what I mean?
Can you think of anybody that's extremely successful that didn't have to work?
Donald Trump.
Honestly, though, he probably worked his ass off.
I'm going to disagree. There are a lot of rich people out there. The affluent, the people that had this. I mean,
what about, here you go, Kardashians?
No, oh my God, Kris Jenner, or not Kris?
Bruce.
It's Kris, right? No, what's his?
I don't know.
What's his female name? Why can I not?
Caitlyn
Jenner.
Yeah.
Well, I think him, but no, Kim, dude, she
hell
was
no,
no, none of them. They're talking, what, Kylie was the first self-made billionaire? No, she was not.
No.
Self-made is when you start
from zero.
No, not because your sister made a sex tape and then the family latched onto it and got millions of dollars to do. Dude, they're famous for being, and Kris Jenner, the mom, is famous for being married to famous people. She's literally done nothing herself other than being married to famous people. She was married to OJ's lawyer. Or previously, then she married Bruce Jenner, and then it was just, she's just famous for being famous and getting knocked up by the right people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that makes me angry.
And that's, you know, and again, you just kind of got to blow it off at a point, because it's like, what am I getting mad about? Okay, they happen to be rich.
Lucky.
Yeah.
You got lucky.
That's why I like, you know, like Bill Gates, he's only leaving his kids a very small part of his fortune. Yeah. Warren Buffett's doing the same thing. Of course, now $1 million.
Bill Gates made his kids buy their first car.
I love that.
It's awesome. That's awesome.
Because Bill Gates started off in a garage, you know?
Have you seen like pictures of him and his family? Like, they always wear, like Walmart clothes.
Oh, yeah. He wears New Balances, for God's sakes.
Dude, they're very, I don't want to say simple, because they're not simple.
No.
But they're very, what's the word?
Frugal.
Frugal, I think.
Yeah.
Very frugal.
Yeah. Which they don't have to be. He makes more money in a minute than I will make in a year.
No, your entire life.
Probably in my entire life,
dude, I'm serious. I think he makes, close, I can't remember the number.
Well, I'll probably make over $1 million in my life. I mean, for sure. Yeah, it's nuts.
It's
but, you know, yeah. And again, you can't be mad at rich people for being rich, but I just always hate when, you know, you see some rich person like, oh, yeah, you know, I made it. I opened my first. Yeah, well, like Donald Trump, how many millions did he get from his father? His father probably earned it. But, you know, again, too, you look at.
It was that time.
Yeah.
He had to work
had
his
to. And again, okay, he took care of his kid. You can't be mad at him for that. But I just always hate when they're like, oh, I've worked so hard. No, you didn't. Or maybe you did, but you still, it's a little bit easier when you, it's easier to win the race, the marathon, when you start at mile 20. You know what I mean?
So, absolutely.
Anyway, I guess just don't expect anything to come easy. It doesn't.
Before we leave, though, we got to put it out there. again, we do it occasionally. For you guys out there working hard, for you guys out there on the road when it's raining, sleet, hail, and you're pounding concrete or or you're plumbing toilets, dirty-ass toilets, or whatever it is you do that you have to put in an extensive amount of work and effort, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you,
no
for
shit.
Doing that because, dude, the new generation is going to be different. It's not going to be a lot of people that you're going to want to do that.
Well, and, you can't take your iPad out to the job site.
No,
it'll get dirty.
No, you got to swing a hammer, and you got to sweat, and you got to do it in jeans.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
This is the sound. So, yeah, thank you so much for doing that. Yeah. You guys are awesome, and you keep the world turning, and we appreciate that.
Exactly, exactly. I think we leave it at anything that is worth having is earned. I'll say it at that.
There you go.
I'll say it at that. You'll enjoy it. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Us two old crotchety men bitching about the younger generation. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. Mm-hmm. Also, make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
All right, let's wrap this up. I'm going to go take a nap.
I know. I worked hard today. I deserve a nap.